everybody. It's What's Up with Coco Mulder, and it has been a minute. It has definitely been a minute, and it's all right. Life has been lifing. Things have been happening. A lot of things going on around me, and it's okay. So, what's so today? So, true story. Y'all know I'm always in my car, and I'm always, you know, on my way somewhere. True story. But I'm always having these moments, right, of, you know, clarity. For whatever reason, you know, it just so happens while I'm in the car, I'm on my way to get my coffee or whatever the case may be. So today I had an opportunity to do a training and development with a group of individuals. And what I'm looking at right now is like the processing to doing that training, right? I always train with somebody else. It's always fun to train with somebody else. It's always good to have a tag team partner to go in with you, especially if it's something that is not, you know, your personal content, but it's something that, for me, I'm a trainer. I'm always talking about being trauma aware, trauma informed, trauma, you know, focused in anything that you do, right? Because when you are in that position and you are aware of how you're operating, you don't cause harm to other people. And I don't care what field you're in. If you are dealing with humanity and you don't feel that you have to be trauma aware, at least trauma aware, you ain't got to be, you know, a trauma expert, but you should be trauma aware because you never know what somebody is going through. And I always say that before I end my podcast is like, you know, just be kind, right? Be mindful of what other people go through, because you just don't know, right? What you don't know. And you know, it was very clear to me today as I was working with this group of people that before I went in, I kind of had an idea that maybe they weren't as informed as they should be, but it's okay to pivot, right? I always, you know, take a look-see and say to myself, okay, is there a way to pivot and make sure that people get out of the situation what I think they should get out of it, but also that they gain something no matter what as they walk away or walk out the door or before the situation ends. So back to what I was doing today, and y'all know I got to get my coffee, so as I said, I'm always on my way, you know, somewhere.
Hi, welcome to Simport.
And I'm getting my coffee. No.
Hi, ma'am.
Can I have a medium coffee, 2 creams, 4 sugars in the domelet?
We don't have any domelets for small and medium cups.
Oh my gosh. That's fine. I'll make it work.
You said
2 creams, fine. 4 sugars, yep.
Medium coffee, 2 creams, 4 sugars.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yep. Thank you, dear. So obviously, y'all just listen to me get my coffee, and that's perfectly fine because it's my podcast. And I get to do what I get to do. It is extremely windy today, so you are probably also hearing the wind. And so what I'm saying is I may have to redo this one. I may have to re-record this, but that's perfectly fine. As I said, it's my podcast and I can do what I want to do. But here's what I got. Can you see if there's anything on that one? Here's what I got is that when somebody is inviting you to help them or help their team, thank you. Make sure that you are able to pivot when things don't go the way that you thought they should go, right? Because in that moment, what they got is what they needed, right? Sometimes, right, I'm talking spirit of the Lord at this point, but that's okay. It's on my heart. It's on my spirit. Sometimes you will have a plan to do something one way, but spirit will lead you to do something a different way, because in that moment, what so is that this is what that particular group of people need access to, right? They need access to whatever you are offering them in that moment so that they can be better human beings, or they can make better decisions, or they can make better choices. And so what I saw today was a very fundamentally dynamic group of individuals who in the core of their being wanted to be better, for the young people that they deal with on a daily basis. Now, what I did get clear of is that our job, if we are not designed that way, is not to fix people, right? We leave that to the professionals. It is a professional's job, a psychologist, psychiatrist, social worker, therapist, counselor, in the behavioral health realm, because we don't want to do harm. We want to make sure that we're being careful, that we are not trying to fix people when we don't have the capacity to do it, right? And so we talked about being a trusting adult, like even with our peers. Like, who is it in your circle that you trust enough that when you are going through something, that you can call on them and then they are there as a listening ear? They aren't there to give you advice, right? They aren't there. They're just there to listen and offer you the listening ear so that you are okay. That's real difficult for people who don't trust. And so today, I got present to the fact that even in our coworker life, right, where we work, you should have somebody that you work with that you trust, that if stuff is going left, they can bring it back right for you. Because what we cannot do, y'all, is operate in our emotions. Like, to not be self-regulated enough to not, as I used to tell my students, go ham diggity boom. It's not okay to go ham diggity boom, right? You have to be able to self-regulate enough where you can take a deep breath, take a calming thought, and then say to yourself, self, don't say that out loud. Self, don't make the situation worse than it needs to be because you're reactionary, right? Some things require you to operate in your emotions, right? Or to operate in what we call fight or flight. Those are your police officers, your EMTs, your surgeons, your doctors, your, all of those things, right? They operate in fight or flight. So their brain, is always saying, how do I make this better? How can I solve this problem? How can I, do the surgery correctly and not lose a life? So those are always fight or flight situations. Most people are not operating in the fight or flight situation. However, if you've been traumatized in your childhood, in your young adult life, in your early adult life, right? And you don't get help and support around those traumas, you can re-traumatize people around you. And I know people don't want to hear that, but teachers can re-traumatize. Your superior can re-traumatize you. We call them triggers. They could say just something real simple and it triggers you and you're like, wait, who are you talking to? Right? And so today, I really got present to the fact that it's okay to pivot, that people need what they need in that moment, and that it's okay. And if you don't have a circle or a network or individuals who you can empty your cup with, not on, empty your cup with, then you might be in a little bit of trouble. And you might need a little bit of professional help, because then you become your own problem. You become your own barrier to your own success. And this is for people who consider themselves to be effectively sound, right? People who are like, I'm at the top of my game, but you by yourself. I'm at the top of the ladder, but you don't have a social circle. I'm doing extremely well. I have this, I have that, but you don't have a social life. You're isolated. Nobody wants to be bothered with you. Nobody wants to be connected to you because you are disconnected. You're disconnected. You don't have anybody you're tethered to in a healthy way. Now, some people feel like being isolated is healthy. Okay, if you're a monk. If you are a Buddha, I'm just saying, it is really not healthy to be isolated and alone. I'm not saying find somebody to tell all your business to. Let's get that real clear, y'all. But what I am saying is have somebody who you trust that you can have a conversation about so that you are not heart heavy. And that's real. You don't want to be heart heavy. You don't want to have the weight of the world sitting on your chest. Because in the biological aspect of your life, the manifestation is illness. It's disease. It's sickness. It's mental breakdown. It's the incapacity to operate healthy. So, that's what's up with Coco Mulder. I know y'all heard me get my coffee and all of those good things, but I'm telling you, boy, was some golden nuggets in that training that I did today. And I hope that they invite me back, y'all, because you know I get a kick out of myself. I really do hope that they invite us back, because I told them, just give me 8 hours in a year to work with them on understanding what it means to be trauma-informed and trauma-aware, and just practicing how you operate so that everybody around you is winning, right? And I'm not saying that you don't need, you know, yin and yang, or you don't need the ups and the downs, but you can't just stay in the downs. Not when you are trying to uplift the next generation. Not when your job is to help somebody get to the finish line. Not when it's your job to help people, you know, walk into, you know, the next stage of their life. If that's what you're doing, and you have not checked yourself, and you have not looked at your trauma, and you have not looked at how you're operating, let me tell you something. You are the problem. And yep, I'm telling you, you're the problem. And so even though it's rainy and cloudy today, the sun still came up. So you got to find a way to see the positive despite all of the negative that may be happening around you. So that's what's up with Coco Mulder. As I said, do a random act of kindness, because you never know what somebody is going through. Be blessed.